The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about five new things to look forward to this holiday season at Disney World. That's coming up on this episode 151 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 151. I am excited about this episode. Not only are we talking about the holiday season, but for the first time, this is on video. So I'll get into that in just a second. As always, I want to remind you to follow on social media because that allows us to connect outside the podcast. It's not just a one-way thing. I know it feels like you know me because you hear my voice, but I would like to get to know you as well. So my favorite ones to participate on tend to be the Facebook page or Instagram. I'm also on Twitter and Pinterest. So let's get into some topics today. We have some housekeeping things to talk about. Let's do that now. First of all, let's talk about Hurricane Irma. I know the last podcast episode I talked about dealing with hurricanes, and we were kind of waiting to see how that would work out at Disney World. Hurricane Irma did do some damage at Disney World, but not too bad. Mostly trees and debris that needed to be cleaned up. There were some temporary closures at Disney World, and things are almost 100% back up and running now. So if you have a trip coming up, you don't need to worry about the aftermath of Irma. You may need to just keep an eye on other hurricanes that are headed that way because, after all, it is hurricane season. So we need to just keep an eye on that. The next housekeeping thing to talk about is first-timer guests. So the most popular episodes, podcast episodes, are the first-timer reports where I interview people before and after their trip. And I just wanted to let you know that I have guests booked for September, October, November, and January. And so if you're going in those months, I don't need any more submissions for that. But if you're going in December, February, or beyond that, feel free. The way to do that is to leave a message on the SpeakPipe line. And that's a voicemail line where you leave your information. It automatically gives me your name and email address. And so if you just leave a message there, I will get back to you if you will be a good fit for a future first-timer report. If you aren't interested in being a guest, but you just are a listener, you can look forward to lots of upcoming first-timer and some of them are second timers, but some trip reports coming up for at least once a month the rest of the year. And finally, on housekeeping, as I mentioned at the beginning, the podcast is now on video. I am, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, a huge fan of podcasts, and I listen to them more than I do anything else. But I've been listening to more of them on YouTube or on Facebook Live because it's fun when that's an option. It's fun to be able to put a face with a name, so I decided I would try it. If this goes well, I will keep doing it. It is at youtube.com/WDW Prep School. So I'll have these and I'm going to start doing some other videos as well in addition to the podcast. It's a bit tricky to figure out because I have so many buttons and microphones and different things going on right now. So we'll see how it goes. But if this goes well, I'll make this a regular thing. So let's get into the main topic today, which is five things to look forward to this holiday season. I know it's only September, but Disney World has already given us lots of information about what's going to be available during the holidays, and I wanted to highlight five of those things that are new. There is a lot more than this that's available at Disney World during the holidays, and there's a link in the show notes. And you can get like a full description at the link in the show notes of everything that's available. But these are some new things this year that I wanted to highlight in case you will be there. In this case, the holiday season is generally November and December. Some things go through early January, but I'll try to include dates as we go along so you know if this is available during your trip. The first thing is that Olaf is joining the Frozen sing-along at Hollywood Studios. Normally, the Frozen sing-along is Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff. They make appearances at the Frozen sing-along, but the main characters really are the historians, who are the a male and female host, and they're really, really funny. My favorite host is his name is Ben. If you're on Instagram, you can follow him at EquityBen, EquityBen, and he is one of my favorite things at Disney World. So when I saw him on Instagram, I was thrilled because he is just a delight. But normally it's the historians and it's Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff, and Olaf is available to meet nearby, but he's not usually part of the show. So during the holidays, he will be joining the show, and they will feature songs from Olaf's Frozen Adventure. So Olaf's Frozen Adventure, you may not have heard of it, or you may be wondering what that is. It is a short, and I say short sort of in quotes because it's 21 minutes long, and it's going to come out November 22nd when Pixar's Coco movie comes out. So it'll be 21 minutes before that movie. And it will have, I believe, four new songs, and it features the same characters as Frozen does. And so some of those songs will be featured at the Frozen sing-along starting in November. I don't have exact dates, but other holiday offerings at Hollywood Studios start November 9th. So it may or may not start then, but we definitely know it'll start in November because that's when it comes out. So if you were unfamiliar and didn't see any of the trailer or anything, I just wanted to play you a little sampling of what that might sound like.
Look at everyone. They don't realize we planned a party as a big surprise. Soon the ballroom will echo with sounds of cheer as we ring in the season. This year it's the first Christmas in forever since we opened up the gate. And it's the first Christmas I remember to date, and it's already worth the wait.
So super cute, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. It will definitely get a lot of people to the theater, I think, because Frozen's still very popular. So anyway, you can expect to see that at Hollywood Studios this holiday season. Let's go into number two, which is also at Hollywood Studios, and it is called Sunset Season Greetings. And this is basically a projection show on the Hollywood Tower of Terror. They took away the Osborne lights, and they thought maybe this would be a suitable replacement. I'm wearing my Osborne Lights shirt. I've never been more sad about something leaving Disney World than I was the Osborne Lights because they were so beautiful, but they were taken out so that the new lands could be built. So this is a new thing that they're offering, I guess, to add some Christmas appeal, some holiday appeal back into Hollywood Studios. Here is what the description says. It says, the new holiday experience features spectacular projections of Mickey, Minnie, and other beloved Disney characters sharing their favorite stories as a snowy Sunset Boulevard twinkles with stunning holiday decorations. There are going to be a few scenes featured as part of the show. One of them is Mickey and Minnie reminiscing about a hometown Christmas as the scene shifts into a romanticized Norman Rockwell-inspired town, starting in black and white before slowly changing into color. That sounds charming. The second one is the Toy Story characters guessing which new toys are coming this Christmas as the scene becomes covered in holiday wrapping paper. Number three featured in the show is a Swedish chef from the Muppets, babbling as only he can while the scene turns into a giant gingerbread house. And finally, Olaf, we were just talking about him, pining over his holiday wish as iconic music plays and the scene freezes over into a frozen winter wonderland, complete with dancing aurora borealis lights and projected falling snow. So this will run throughout the night continuously. So it's not like a one-time thing like some of the other shows are. So there'll be plenty of time to catch it. And I think it sounds lovely. It is not, nothing's going to replace the Osborne lights, but this sounds like it'll be lovely in its own right. That will take place November 9th through December 31st if you're going to be at Hollywood Studios. Let's go to number three. Number three is the Chip and Dale's Christmas Tree Spree at Epcot. Now, we need to talk about Epcot for a second because they're making some changes. They used to have their holiday festivities were called Holidays Around the World, and they just changed it to Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. And so everything at Epcot is really a festival now. If you aren't familiar, This is, I believe, four festivals now that Epcot has. January is Festival of the Arts through first week of March, and then March through about May is Flower and Garden Festival, and then we have Food and Wine Festival, which is end of August through mid-November, and now we have this, which is going to be after the Food and Wine Festival ends. This takes place November 19th through December 30th. And everything, basically everything that is holiday related at Epcot is considered to be part of the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. One of those things, and it's number three on the list today, is Chip and Dale's Christmas Tree Spree, which is basically a scavenger hunt throughout the world showcase. You can go to a shop at Epcot and pick up a map. They are either $5.99 or $6.99. Disney has both prices listed. One price was in their press release. Another price is on their website. But it's either $5.99 or $6.99. You get the map, and then you keep your eyes open for ornaments that you spot throughout the World Showcase. Once you spot them, there are special stickers that you will get to add to your map. And when your entire map is full, you can take your map to Disney Traders and exchange it for a special holiday theme surprise. So that is one new thing at Epcot this year. And again, that's November 19th through December 30th. Staying with the Epcot theme, let's move on to number four, which is the holiday kitchens. So every festival, no festival at Epcot would be complete without food kiosks. And so this festival is no different. There will be 15 holiday kitchens. This is double the amount that they previously had. And new this year, guests will be able to indulge in cookies and desserts at the holiday kitchen that's located inside the Odyssey complex. And there will be sweet treats that include snowflake sugar cookies and a warm apple fritter with cinnamon ice cream and caramel sauce. At the Canada Pavilion, there will be things like maple, I don't know how to pronounce it, B-U-C-H-E de Noël, maple buque de Noël. I don't know. If I spoke French, I would be able to pronounce that better. But basically, it's maple mousse rolled in gingerbread chiffon cake with cranberry sauce and pecan crumble. All sounds really delicious. So if you're going to be there at Epcot between November 19th and December 30th, you can count on the holiday kitchens to be part of the atmosphere there. And just as a reminder, if you're on the dining plan, most of the times, there are some great values for snack credits if you have those available on your dining plan. Disney Food Blog is always the best source for information about the food kiosks at the festivals, and they will have full menus and information about the dining plan credits there. So we'll have to stay tuned to see how that works out. I assume that we will know more when November gets here. So let's move on to number five, which is a new and improved Christmas tree trail in Disney Springs. So I know the name of this podcast is Five New Things to Look Forward To, and this one is sort of new and improved because the Christmas tree trail was new last year at Disney Springs, and it was very underwhelming to those who visited because the trees were small, they weren't super well decorated. And so Disney has said this year they are going to come back and they are going to have way more trees. They're going to have 25 instead of 15, and they're going to be bigger. And the end of the trail is going to have Santa. So we'll get to Santa in just a second. So the Christmas tree trail is located near Once Upon a Toy in Disney Springs, which is on the end of Marketplace section. And you can go through this trail of Christmas trees. There's photo backdrops, so you can take lots of great pictures. If you happen to be visiting early enough, you could take pictures and use them as your Christmas card. You could do it with the trees, or you could do it with Santa. And you could use it as your Christmas card. The last thing I was going to mention about the trees is that they're going to be themed after either a Disney character or a story. So every single one has its own theme. And so it looks like it's going to be really cute and much improved from what they did last year. Now, as I said, at the end of the Christmas tree trail is going to be Santa's Chalet. This is different than in the past because Santa's Chalet used to be located next to the stage that's in this section, but it's going to be moved to the end of the Christmas tree trail. You will be able to meet Santa from November 9th to December 24th. From December 25th to December 31st, it's Santa Goofy as opposed to Santa. And you can do that between noon and 10 p.m. each day. if you want to meet him and the wait goes past 30 minutes, you will be given a pager or a text option so that you can go away and be notified and come back. As long as you're back within 10 minutes, you can get into the line. They will have a photo pass photographer available there. So if you have Memory Maker or if you have an annual pass that includes photos, those photos with Santa will be available and added to your account. So again, that starts November 9th through December 24th. And then December 25th through the 31st is Santa Goofy. So I think that's all the information about Disney Springs. Let's talk about a quick tip today. And this comes from a reader named Jason who emailed me. If you would like to email quick tips, because sometimes the only thing I don't have when I'm putting together these episodes is a quick tip. So it's always appreciated if you can send it in. You can email me Shannon@wdwprepschool.com with a tip. But this is from Jason, and he says, on a recent trip to Orlando, we discovered you can save a lot of time by being enrolled in the rental car company loyalty programs. When we arrived at the budget area, there was an extremely long line and very few agents working at the counter, but we happened to notice a sign directing Fast Break members directly to the garage. I had signed up for the program just a few days prior, so we followed the signs and we were in our car less than 5 minutes later. So this is a really, really good idea, not only for Orlando, but for any airport. I also recommend signing up for loyalty programs for all hotels, because sometimes that can get you extra things, or if they say it's full, that then suddenly if you're a loyalty member, the hotel options will open up. Can't do that at Disney, unfortunately, because if they had a loyalty program, I would certainly be doing well with that. But if you're at a non-Disney hotel, definitely sign up for that program as well. So I think that'll wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For information on this episode, you can look at the show notes in your podcasting app, or you can go to the website, click podcast at the top, and look for episode 151. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, ShopRite does the Can-Can, selling lots of brands on everything in Can-Cans. Today is great to save some cash, so come to ShopRite's Can-Can Bash. Can-Can, you save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.